The Burt Show.
Quick question for the sports fanatics in the room, okay? Just quick question.
Yes.
Because I'm scrolling on social media, and I've seen the aftermath photos of what the Eagles fans did to Philadelphia.
I'm glad they did it.
Make it make sense. You're glad?
Yeah, I'm glad they did it. That city sucks.
No, stop it. It does not. But think about those business owners. Like, the windows there's trash everywhere. Windows broken. Like, what is the point of, like, your team just won the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. You should be so proud of your team. You should be so proud of your city. Why are you destroying it?
Look, this has been a question for years and years and years. And, yeah, I've got a thing for Philly. I don't like Philly. I love the state of Pennsylvania and the fact that Philadelphia is in this loving state, this humble blue-collar state.
Brotherly love, baby.
And it's brotherly love in Philly, which is the most ridiculous.
sure it is.
Right.
It's a little contradictory.
The people there just absolutely drive me crazy. It's an aggressive city. They boo everything. They booed Santa 1 year during a football game, right? So the fact that they are torching their own city, if it wasn't for businesses being taken away and people getting hurt, I'd be all for it. Burn it to the ground. However, it's ridiculous, man. When you do this to your own city to celebrate, when you burn cars, overturn cars in your own city, and you bring that kind of attention to what should be really, really an awesome time for your city, has never made sense to anybody.
Stupid. Some of the trash, blah, 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 whatever, but then they started showing the windows of the business. And I mean, they are like glass is just shattered everywhere.
It's just so redecorating.
Yeah. There was a jail in their stadium for a reason for a while. The fans are wild.
I don't know the mile difference, but if you're the miles difference, but if you're a Philadelphia fan, it's got to be pretty close to go to Kansas City and do that. Then go to your own city.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Right. Ruin somebody else's city, not your own, idiot.
Exactly.
Right? All right, so mark the time right now. What are we like, 9:32-ish right now?
9:32 Eastern a.m.
On the 11th, and we're about to make a decision that could get us canceled. I'm not exactly sure how we even got here. I remember it being sort of proposed during our post-show meeting, without many details, and then it was on the schedule today, and I'm like, this is dangerously close to getting us canceled, and it's such an inappropriate time to maybe do it, depending on exactly what is being suggested.
Well, you approved it. What had happened?
I don't even recall it.
Yeah, what had happened was we have every so often brainstorm, like twice a year, big brainstorming meetings, right? And this is not like our like weekly post-show meetings. You're getting a true behind-the-scenes glimpse of the Burt Show. These are brainstorming meetings where we brainstorm stuff for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Black History Month, which is how we have arrived here. Everybody submits ideas. And then some of us have a meeting and stuff gets yayed, stuff gets nayed. Everybody presents their ideas. We have this meeting. And then Burt of the Burt Show
Hi.
Gets the brainstorming packet and goes through and highlights the ideas he wants executed on the show. It is then my, Tommy, and Tracy's responsibility to flesh it out, whatever the proper terminology is there. And as the scheduler, I schedule it. So we have several ideas for Black History Month. One of them is the Black History book reports we've been doing, which you can, you know, scope out on Instagram at The Burt Show.
Very positive.
And then this idea, which was presented by Messy Mikey, of all people, for Black History Month, he submitted his idea. Burt highlighted it, which meant he wanted it scheduled. Doing my due diligence as the scheduler, it's February. This was the week we slated it. So here we are, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, it could be a fun bit if it's presented correctly. I just don't exactly know what this entails before we make the final decision here to do it or not. And the irony here is that this was Messy Mikey's idea, who is driving us down caution and cancelable lane, and he's not even here to participate in it.
Well, I think that's part of the reason he came to his senses and he said, I don't want to participate in this. So he's handing the reins over to Jackson Kim.
I wanted nothing to do with this. I saw this on the schedule and I was like, I don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Me either. Please stay out my DMs and DM Katie. All right. I had nothing to do with
this. No. Go to Mikey. So
what nobody exactly wants to do it.
We don't even know what it is yet.
How did it end up on the schedule if we don't know what it is? I'm so confused.
Hey, me too. I got a text about 10 minutes ago that said, hey, you're going to need to host this. And he sent me a script to read out. So this is going to explain how this is going to work.
It ended up on the schedule because Bert approved it and wants to do it.
I think we get it, Kristen. I think we get it that we're not a team anymore, that you are separating yourself from controversy.
I want nothing to do with
you. We get it.
So Messy Mikey has prepared the following statement.
Hello, I'm Jackson Kim, reporting live for this year's race draft.
That's already pretty funny.
Mikey Wakefield was supposed to be your host, but he smartened up and decided to stay as far away from this train wreck as possible. Today, in honor of Black History Month, it's going to be Mo and Katie versus Bert and Abby. The way this is going to work is that each team is going to select a celebrity from the opposing race that they think would be beneficial to recruit to their own race.
What's wrong with this?
Okay, all right.
After each team has selected three new recruits, the judges, Kristen, Cassie, and Tommy, will decide who has the better team.
This is fine. You're bringing the races together.
I don't trust you either. But this one doesn't bother me that much. I mean, is it bothering you?
Not at all. Dave Chappelle did this before, so I kind of know what we're doing. I'm all good.
But he's got a little bit more room to mess up than we did.
I would say that's true.
A couple of $1 billion.
Would you say he's got just a little bit more credibility?
A little bit. All right. So I think that I mean, I have a list prepared of 10 people that I would like.
Oh, this could go either way.
Okay.
I spoke too soon.
You can defiantly say absolutely not, that white people can't have this person at all. You can't claim. What's the words that we're even looking for?
Recruit to your team temporarily for a hypothetical situation.
So let's just use the first one as an example and see if it's okay. Offensive.
I feel like you should.
What do you want to take away from the black race during Black History Month?
Please tell us.
I think you would. You'd be doing us a favor by giving us Lenny Kravitz.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Well.
I mean, he raises the coolness level of an entire race by just one person.
I don't know if I want to give away Lenny, but let's think of what we can get.
Who do you want to trade?
I don't know.
Lenny for who?
I've had my eyes on Teddy Swims for quite some time.
Okay.
Lenny for Teddy Swims?
I mean, Lenny is legendary. I don't know if we might have to get two whites for Lenny Kravitz.
And a first round draft pick for next year.
Fine. Yeah. Name your white.
We'll give you Eminem.
Don't you tell us who he is. That's not his
work. Okay. I'm giving suggestions. I'm sorry, I'm going to go away.
The one cool white person that we have.
I'm just trying to offer up someone good.
We want a Dale.
I will take a Dale and Teddy Swims for Lenny Kravitz. Y'all have a deal.
Done.
Wow, that was easy. We should have asked the three.
I make another suggestion.
Okay.
Are we okay with this so far, or do we want to back out of it?
I'm good.
I'm scared.
We're good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, Michael B. Jordan. I mean, I'm talking about top draft picks here.
You ain't even want the real Michael Jordan?
Michael B. was Jordan?
No, man. We know about Michael Jordan off of court. I'll take Michael B. Jordan, who's great on and off the court.
Katie, you tell me if you have someone else in mind, but I will give up Michael B. Jordan for Larry Bird and Billie Eilish.
That's great.
That's a good trade.
I stick beside that one.
So is it a 2-for-1 deal?
Yeah,
both times around?
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're giving Michael up a lot. It's Michael B. Jordan.
It's Michael B-list Jordan. Okay.
How are you feeling about Billie Eilish? I'm not attached, so I would give it up quick.
I'm not attached. She's been a little bit of a hater recently. So, yeah, you can have her.
Got ourselves a trade?
Yeah, we got ourselves a trade. We got a deal.
Larry Bird in there for bonus.
Whenever there's a trade, aren't we supposed to hear the music?
Yes. Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, that's the music that they play on, like, ESPN on draft day. All right, what would we have to give up for Zendaya?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Who you want for Zendaya?
Come on, she's already engaged to Tom Holland. We're halfway there.
Zendaya, that's it.
Yep.
Did you see Zendaya bring Tom home and everybody was calling him Spider-Man? The whole family?
You gotta, all right. If you're gonna take Zendaya, you gotta give us Timothy Chalamet.
Easy.
Timothy Chalamet.
And.
Comma. Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Julia Roberts.
Dang, it's a three for you. Make the decision on this.
This is tough. Timothy Chalamet, it's fine. You can have him and his iron deficiency. No, he's a liability. He's a liability. His hemoglobin levels are low. Sabrina Carpenter, man, she's having such a year for us. Mm-hmm. She's doing...
She's great.
National Treasure, Julia Roberts.
Exactly. For the Zendaya.
It's Zendaya. Zendaya asking for a lot.
You know what this queen can do?
Yeah, asking for a lot.
She did just get a Louboutin named after her.
I'd push all the whites right off that team right now for Zendaya.
You know what? I want Zendaya bad enough. You can have him.
We got a trade!
We got a three for one.
I think we should quit while we're somewhat ahead right now.
I don't know if we're ahead, but we're even.
But we're not canceled.
There you go.
I don't think we're canceled.
Okay, we're safe.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.